Yes, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name, and thank you for calling in, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration, and I trust that God will do the work that is necessary in our lives to inspire us each day. And so I'm going to get right to a message today. I want to read a passage in the book of John, the New Testament here, and I'm going to be in John chapter 8. And verses 28 and a few verses here. Then Jesus said unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please Him. And I just want to contemplate and meditate on these words here. That Jesus is saying, I've been taught of my Father, and these things I speak. And the Father has sent me here, and He's not left me alone. And then He says, For I do always those things that please Him. Now, I wish we could say that too. I wish that I could always just do the things that please the Father, but I know better. I know there's times when I fail that. And I'm intrigued by this. Here is Jesus Christ, and He only does those things that please the Father. God sent Him here, and He's not left Him alone, and He taught Him, and He just does not do things that are displeasing to God. He never did anything that was not pleasing to God. He said, I do always those things that please Him, that please God. And so I'd like to just kind of take a look at some things that do not please God so we can kind of have an understanding on both sides of this issue. We realize that Jesus Christ came and lived the perfect life. He was the spotless lamb without blemish. There was nothing wrong with Him. He was totally pure. He was perfect. And He did always those things that pleased God. And so I want to, like I said, I want to look at both sides. Let's just take a look at a few scriptures of things that do not please God. And I'll begin in the book of Psalms, and I'm going to read out of Psalm 147, and I'll just start in verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is the Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite, for the Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise unto Him upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. And I know, again, we've gone over some of these scriptures, but just a reminder here, God is not impressed with the strength of a man. He's not impressed with the horse. He is God, and He gives strength, and He is the one that receives all honor and glory. Not impressed with the legs of a man. I'm going to turn now to an Old Testament prophet here, Ezekiel, and I'd like to read in chapter 18. And there's context here. I'd like you to go back and read because it's very important. But here's kind of the message that I'm drawing from this. Ezekiel 18 and verse 23. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live. And I'm encouraged by this because God is, we're being told here, God has no pleasure in the wicked man that dieth and then he goes to hell. That's not what God's heart is. You know, the scriptures tell us that God would that none should perish. Jesus came, he said, I didn't come here to destroy life. I came here to save life. That's the heart of God. He has no pleasure in the wicked dying and being turned into hell. That's not what he wanted. It is a choice that he's given us. We can make that choice, but that's not his heart. He doesn't want us to choose death. And I see that here in this prophet that he's talking about, Israel. And I'd like to say, go back and read this. It's very, there's a lot can be gleaned in here, but I'm just bringing out one little point here about that. And now I'd also like to turn to Romans chapter 8. We'll go to the New Testament, and we'll read here just some of the heart of God. And I'm just going to begin in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. God has made provision for you and I. We walk by His Spirit. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There's two laws here. The law of sin and death, and there is a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which makes us free. Verse 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And that's where I want to, you know, we could talk about a lot of things, what we just read here, but here's what I want to focus on. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. What does that mean to be in the flesh? It's a carnal minded, to be carnally minded, as we've read up in here. You have to be spiritually minded. It's two laws. We talked about two laws. And there's a law of sin and death, but there's a law by the Spirit of God. And we need to be able to understand that if we're walking in the flesh, if we are in the carnal flesh, we cannot please God. It's just not possible. You cannot do it, according to this scripture. And there's good news about that. We don't have to be there. We don't have to stay there. We have provision from God to walk by the Spirit. And I take a lot of courage and comfort in those scriptures because God, He lets us know what the problem is and gives a solution. Walk by my Spirit. You walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And he says, here's some of the signs. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And, you know, the flesh, to walk in the flesh, that's to be consumed by all these things that are here today, and they're going to be they're temporal. They're going to be gone. They're going to be destroyed someday. But the things of the Spirit are eternal. That's the souls of man. That is the soul that's inside of us. When this flesh dies, that's just the end of this flesh. That's the end of this, what we can see with our eyes and touch with our hands. That's the temporal stuff. Look around everywhere you look. The things we see with these eyes are temporary. It's here for a short time. History bears that out. There are ruins of cities. They're ruined. They're destroyed. They deteriorate. They break up and fall away. The Bible says that all of this is going to be destroyed someday. Even if there's things that are still around from ancient cities or something that was long, long ago, It's all going to be destroyed one day. It's all going to go away. But there's something that's going to go forever, and that is the spirit of a man, and whether it's redeemed through Christ to spend eternity with him, or whether it's condemned to hell and cast into the lake of fire, there's still eternity in hell. That's a hard thing to get a hold of. But those are the things that are eternal. God is eternal. And we're told here that if we're not walking after the Spirit, we're going to walk after the flesh, and we're going to mind the things of the flesh, the carnal things. But let's ask God to help us to mind the things of the Spirit, the eternal things, those things that really matter. 100,000 years from now, they still matter. Those are things that we can take assurance that God is interested in those things, and we should be too. God is not interested in us to be carnally minded, because that's death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And it says, so then, we that are in the flesh cannot please God. These are things, we're talking about things that do not please God. It does not please God for us to be in the flesh, to be carnally minded, and to mind the things of this earth. In other words, let those things be what consumes us and what we are focusing on and concentrating on. Those things are going to go away. And when we're there, according to this scripture, that does not please God. We're just taking a look at a few things that do not please God so that we can have a better understanding of things that do please God. And Lord willing, we'll look at that another time. Another daily inspiration. We'll try to find some scriptures here that are things that do please God. And we've looked at things that do not please God, and I hope that we can be able to forsake those things. That's my desire for myself and for you and for all those that name the name of Christ, that we can forsake these things that snare us and get us tangled up in the things that are temporal. And may God bless you as you seek him to bring that separation in our hearts. God bless you today.